makinig sa SBS Filipino.
The executive chef of Shangri-La.
That's right, yeah.
Is this your first time to oversee the Filipino Food Festival?
Absolutely. Okay. It is my first time, yeah.
But before this, are you quite familiar with the Filipino cuisine?
I would actually say that I am not very, very familiar. For the basic fact that I've never been to Philippines myself. So, because I want to know only the authentic side of the thing.
Yep.
So let's say if I enjoy any cuisine, I need to be in there to see what the locals eat, what the street food is like, and then I'll have a better understanding.
Yeah.
But I haven't had a chance to do that yet, and I'm lucky that we were able to host this festival here in Shangri-La, and I could get the chefs from there for me to have a better understanding.
Yeah, brought here three chefs from the Philippines. Did you know them personally before they came here?
I did not know them personally, but since they're from our same Shangri-La family, so it was quite easy to entice them to come and cook for us in Sydney, so that we can at the same time learn.
So I suppose you got feedbacks, comments from them, or you know, all their advice, and sort of advice, I suppose. And how did you know that they are telling you, you know, all these things are authentic? You just have to rely on them, or what?
Look, until guests like you started coming in, then yes, I have to rely on them. And as soon as I saw all the guests coming in, I went around, talked to a lot of people. And as you can see, the restaurant is quite full with the local Filipino community as well. And every one of them seemed to be very happy.
So they're not only targeting the Filipino communities, I suppose.
No, because the goal is also to introduce Filipino foods, which is a little bit underrated, if I may say, in Australia. So this is our step to give that forum to all the others and experience Filipino food.
But personally, did you cook any of this food?
I was getting my hands dirty with the chefs, and I was their commie.
Yeah.
So I was like their apprentice.
You're of Indian background, suppose. And are there similarities between Indian food and Filipino food?
Not a lot. A couple of items that I can say, the cooking style is similar, but the flavors, textures, the major use of the vinegar, the salt, and the sugar is very, very different.
And
from
the spices. India.
And very mild spices, yes, very mild spices.
But at any one point, were you ever tempted to suggest any Indian spices to put in there?
Not at all, because I don't want to bring in any influence, because it's my time to learn from them, not the other way around.
Yeah, we have a Filipino style of cooking curry.
There is one oxtail. So that's probably the only one which is remotely close, but Yeah, it's interesting to see all the other food.
But before this, I suppose you're familiar with Filipino food.
Yes, I am familiar a little bit. But I also lived in Malaysia. So I can see there is a lot of similarities. So, because what I could see is Filipino food also has a massive influence from Spanish, Chinese, and Malay food. So I could see the similarities there.
So who picked the final choice of food to offer, you or the chefs?
The chefs. So it was their menu, and we sat down and we finalized the menus together for what it's going to work for the local community here. It's purely theirs. The menu is theirs.
Did you ever evaluate the healthiness of the food, or just basically anything that is Filipino authentic?
Authentic Filipino is the most important key factor right now.
Okay, it didn't matter whether this is unhealthy or not.
There are quite a few things that I can see that are healthy, but again, at the end of the day, what is unhealthy?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. And you personally, what's your best food that you think that suits your palate?
Yeah, today I think the roasted pork belly, which is the lechon, was spot on, I think. It's amazing. The chicken adobo, I think, is fantastic. So these two I really, really liked. And some of the desserts are, really
liked. During the festival, you're going to offer different foods,
slight changes.
Slight changes.
But more or less, the concept will stay the same. The number of items will stay the same. And hopefully, the signature items will keep it.
One of your chef's her specialty is dessert.
Mm, yes.
So how would you compare Indian dessert to Filipino dessert?
Chalk and cheese. There is no comparison whatsoever. Again, it reminds me a lot of Malaysian desserts. So it has a lot of similarities. But what I enjoyed in Filipino desserts is it is not overly sweet, and the flavors are just perfectly balanced. I thought it was spot on. Yeah, very good.
Compared to Indian sweets?
Indian sweets are pure sugar. As much as I like it, but it is pure sugar. Once I have even a small amount of spoonful of Indian dessert, I'm running like a Energizer bunny the whole day. Sugar rush.
But after this, do you think you can put basically cook Filipino food on your own at home or anywhere?
Yeah, look, it's about understanding the flavors and the techniques, right? So give me another 2-3 days, then yeah, I will be able
to. Be able to
probably host some of my Filipino friends too. Why not?
And aside from, let's say, your favorite, what else aside from the lechon? This is your
lechon chicken adobo. I like that very much. And there is a crab in coconut milk there. That's really, really nice.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Ako si Clayford Manuel. Nagtrabaho ako sa Shangri-La at the Fort. And then, isa ako sa mga task force dito sa Shangri-La Sydney for the Filipino food promotion.
Ako po si Jovelyn Adra. Galing po ako din ng Etso Shangri-La. So, ito po yung una kong task force. Medyo mahirap pero sulit. Kumbaga, tapos ito po yung aking unang hotel sa Shangri-La. Pero marami akong natutunan. So.
Ako po si Chari Ferolin. Naka-destino ako sa Shangri-La The Port. Originally, isa akong Cebuano. So, yung mix na yung food namin dito, may halong Tagalog tsaka Cebuano na.
Ang babata niyo pa, puro ano na. Okay. Sino sila kayong chef dito? Paano tiyan ang trabaho? At may kanya-kanya bang specialty?
Hot po ako, pero pwede rin hot and cold. And then, siya po is chef
yung dessert.
Jovelin.
Sa dessert po. Dessert.
Ito naman si Charlie.
Yung sa akin naman, appetizer.
Appetizer.
So ganun yung kanya-kanya designation. Apo. Distribution ng trabaho.
Ito bang inalok nyo rito, ito rin ang ganito rin yung pagkain na inaalok nyo sa Shangri-La sa House the Fort? Parehas din yan?
Opo.
Pala siya. Meron din pong ano, pero yung ibang tawag dito, ingredients nga po is mahirap po ano dito. So katulad ng patis, iba yung brand na ginagamit sa Pilipinas.
So, mas marami talaga ang ino-offer natin sa Pilipinas kasi nandun na tayo, maraming resources.
Sinabi yung patis, dito may mga Filipino store naman. Hindi kayo namili ng mga ingredients dito sa mga Filipino store?
Actually, sir, nung pagdating namin dito, lahat ng list na binigay namin, andito na, kaso yung brand is different.
Ah, different.
Katulad ng shrimp fish, yung bagoong na baryo. Hindi yun yung nabili nila.
Okay. And naka-apekto ba yung sa lasa?
We try our best naman na nandun pa rin yung Filipino taste.
Usually, mga product naman yung mga made in the Philippines din, di ba? Yung mga gawa rin. So, may Philippine namin pa rin yun.
Nandun pa rin po talaga. Sa akin naman yung sa dessert, yung fresh coconut. So, napakahirap humanap ng fresh coconut. So, ayun, gumamit ako ng dry, pero ko na lang siya sa coconut milk para andun pa rin yung
pero fresh coconut usually galing Thailand dito, di ba?
Opo, pero nahirapan sila kumuha na.
Pero may inaalok kayo na fresh ano dito ah?
Yes.
Juice.
Meron po kasi talaga on over the world. Meron naman na tayo niyan.
Ah, meron tayo niyan.
Opo, meron. Nag-i-export tayo sa Pilipinas.
Ah, I see.
Pero
itong iluluto nyo for the whole festival na 2 weeks, pare-pares to, may pagbabago?
Kasi one menu lang.
Sabi sa akin ni Hernani, executive chef, ilang daw talaga namamahala nung pinapaubaya na ninyo sa inyo? Yung pagluluto lahat. So, kayo na pinakain?
Kami lang po. Bali, binigyan lang po kami ng katulong at maghiwa ng mga gulay, yun lang po. Pero in cooking kami pa rin.
Kami pa rin.
Sa tingin niyo, napipilis naman niyo yung mga tao ngayon sa luto niyo?
Hopefully, na tingin naman namin, naging masaya naman. Kung titignan namin yung mga mukha nila, masaya naman masaya sila naman. Na kumain ng Pilipino dito sa, Pinoko dito sa Australia.
That's good. Meron pa ba kayong susabihin? Alam ko, busy na kayo.
Yun, sana pumunta sa Lib dito tsaka i-try nila yung ating Filipino food dito sa
Chang. 1 week promotion.
Until 16 po.
Okay. Maraming salamat sa inyo. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Tangkiliki ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.